This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bagat thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them as fight me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them want poison me, throw me thing up. Plus me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dark way you did that when they think tough. No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurr and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cock us bag a thing now. Bakes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
If I tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither.
The Wednesday, August 23rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping at your boy Nardini Company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, got to start the show right one time for the late, great Kobe Bean Bryant. It's his birthday today. You know, that's my favorite player ever, 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 right above Magic. So, you know, R.I.P. Mamba, man. Miss ya. But I'd love to see what else, you know, held in store. But sometimes, you know, God's timing is perfect. And only the good die young. You just got to take it and roll with it. But, yep, we miss you, Mamba. And happy birthday, brother. All right. Phone lines are open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free. Any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right. Special guest in studio today. So the lines are open. You can feel your questions as you want. We're going to have a great conversation with my good friend, no stranger to the show. She's worn many hats when she's been on here before, but I'm proud to introduce her as the independent candidate for the Elizabeth constituency in the next general election and starting early. My good friend, Tennille Burrows, better known as Tada. What's going on, Tada?
Big things.
Mr. Producer, I need that mic, man. I'm breaking for Tada.
Mic check, 1, 2.
You live in Lizzie. You wear yellow shirt. You want to speak neither. What's going on?
What's up? Big things are going, Naughty. How you doing? It's good to see you.
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
And first of all, let me open and say how very proud I am, and MJ is, and she sends you her regards and love. And listen, we're very proud of you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
The courage that you display, the leadership, and the general love of country is what I love about you. And I support you.
Thank you. This is the only country I got, so what else I got love?
And a lot of people talk the talk. A lot of people don't walk the walk. But you talk it, you walk it, so, you know.
Thank you.
I tip my hat to you, and I support you. And I want to see you do well in all your endeavors, because I know at the end of the day, you love this country.
I do.
And I love this country. And we got to get this country right.
We will.
So you're doing it again.
Yep, back at it. Like a bad habit.
And I want to talk about you first, and what you do, and what you're doing, and what your plans are, what your vision is. And then we got to talk about some other stuff, too, because, you know, I got people texting me already.
Okay.
All right? And because, you know, a lot of people out there in the community support you, got love for you, and they don't appreciate the unsavory tactics that were employed yesterday as well, too. And we're going to address that as well.
Okay.
You know how I go. I can address that. Yeah. So first and foremost, though, why Elizabeth again? I know there's a relationship there from before. You put a lot of work in the community. The community knows you.
Well, let me backtrack, because first of all, we want to make sure people know who's on air right now, just in case they...
Tanya Burrows, Tadar, the independent candidate for the Elizabeth constituency in the next general election.
Right. So I'm a recording...
That's what I said when I opened, you know.
I know. I mean, like, you know, I'm a recording artist by trade, so you might have heard my jingles and footprints in the sun and all that stuff. 25 years ago.
We know, you know, we watched you grow up doing that in the entertainment world. We know how good you are. We know that. We know who the heck you are.
And shout outs to Rise Bahamas.
Yes.
Which we founded in 2014.
And we finally got that Marcos Lord, yes. You know, rolling. We don't have the alert working right, but it's better than it was.
Right. So I just wanted to kind of give you a track record.
Right.
When it comes to creative industry development and leadership, when it comes to being a trailblazer, in terms of activism, fighting for the rights and protection of children, founding Rise Bahamas and the work that we've done over the past decade, it's not been an easy road. So I don't want Bahamians just to feel like, oh, somebody pop up and they just decide they could do this last minute. No, this is a very calculated and serious endeavor that I would never do taking lightly. So we've seen so much going on with the lack of child protection in this country, children being victims of hit and run, like Miguel Curry and his little brother Malachi Adderley. We never found out who that driver was that committed that excruciatingly painful crime against those boys, and not only physically, but mentally and emotionally. So we're looking at, you know, governments who passed a law in 2013, Mark a Watcher Alert, Missing Child Alert System. They also passed the Convicted Sex Offender Registry in 2013. So a year later, I was asking them patiently, oh, when is the Marcos Alert and Sex Offender Registry going to be in place, in effect? They kept pussyfooting around, giving me the runaround, and that went on for 10 years, essentially. So at the point when Marcos Alert and the Sex Offender Registry were finally in place, I decided 10 years and 15 years of activism for child protection was cool. Now I need to up the ante and go back into politics. Nonpartisan politics is what I'm into right now. I'm not interested in the FNM or the PLP way. I'm not interested in the same old, same old. So when you come and you say you want to consider as an Elizabeth constituency resident, your choice ain't gonna be based on color. Your choice could be only based on heart and soul and track record. And the Elizabeth constituency having the opportunity to become a beacon through the Bahamas and all the other districts for child protection, for the development of creative industries, and for us to be as connected and unified and walking in the same path as possible. So the story about the symbol, the logo for my campaign, which is the hummingbird, it's not about me being a singer, even though that's a little added icing on the cake. Donna Nichols, who was the second in command at the Bahamas Crisis Center, told me many years ago an African proverb about this forest that burned down and all the animals that lived in that forest stood on the sidelines in disbelief watching. And out of the corner of the elephant's eye, he saw a hummingbird coming back and forth, buzzing back and forth. And then the elephant stops the hummingbird and says, hey, what you doing? And the hummingbird says to the elephant, I'm taking drops of water from the river to the fire. And the elephant laughs at her and says, you ain't making no sense. You's a girl, and you know, flying up and down your wings could get burned up, and you too small to even make any difference. Meanwhile, his trunk hanging right there in front of him. And Hummingbird just says, I'm doing the best I can, and she kept on flying. That's what this campaign is about, to raise more hummingbirds that'll go and make a swarm of hummingbirds that are just inspiring this nation to do what we need to do to get where we need to be.
I think, you know, that's important, and I think you have platforms that you inspire people on, and I think a lot of people are looking for a change and looking for something different. I got a text already, Naughty, I heard Tadar mention she's tired of the same old FNM and PLP. What about the new option, the COI? Is that an option for her?
Nope.
Okay. You answered that rather quickly. All right. If the North Abaco seat goes into by-election, the COI will be hands down. Okay, thank you for sharing that. Naughty, great show as usual. Ask your guest how come she did not give them people the Perry salute yesterday.
What is the Perry salute? It's like the bird?
The middle finger. The middle hummingbird.
Oh, I have better uses for my fingers than the...
All right. Naughty, great show, as always. Ask Tada if she realizes that it's an uphill battle to win that seat. I respect what she's doing, and I wish more people need to come out and represent in the same manner.
To win any seat as an independent is an uphill battle.
But a lot of people don't realize that if there's like 5 or 6 genuine independents, just individuals like yourself running, and you all win your seat. There's now a potential coalition government.
Coalition government. If even one wins, it's technically a coalition government. I think what people need to be aware of, too, is what the role of a member of parliament is all about. So you go into the House, you actually have the capacity as an independent to present bills. So I would go in there with all the creative industry bills and child protection bills.
Thank you very much.
Lay them on the table and say, look, we got some work to do.
Let's build that orange economy.
And then, you know, we also have constituency allowances. I think it's presently $100,000.
Correct.
You get $30,000 for your constituency headquarters. So we don't get any mistreatment as independents. We get the same access and opportunities. I would be able to join parliamentary committees such as the Public Accounts Committee, which is a very instrumental part when it comes to anti-corruption and policing the government spending. The leader of the opposition tends to become the chairman or the chairperson of that committee. So we have a lot of work that we can do, even as an individual in parliament.
All right, we're going to get to that phone call right now. Text from Abaco. You didn't do the math, eh? You say they could win that seat, but you didn't tell me who the candidate is. And what if Roscoe Thompson should decide to run as an independent in North Abaco? He beat the brakes off anything round up there. Come again, Dexter. Come again. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, Naughty. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon to Tata.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing, my friend?
Excellent. How are you?
Okay, this is Navulia.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't remember me, but I remember you quite some time back in the hotel when I was running for the hotel union.
Uh-huh.
And you were there for us. Anyway, I want to just say kudos to you, girl.
Thank you.
I'm loving it that you decided to do what you're doing, you know, because you've been in the race for a very long time. And I think you're the right person to pick that hat up and run because you're a person of confidence. You're very fearless because I've been following you, and your compassion too, and you're determined. Determined man, you've been on this road for some time, and I know you'll do it. Now, do you know my greatest belief is, right, that I believe once a person has been in politics and they didn't contribute anything much, didn't make an impact or no difference, I don't feel like they should put their hand back in the ring, particularly women. I've seen some women in the FNM, they just ran in there, and I'm not talking to nobody bad, and they hadn't made no impact. They could have done some stuff, and they didn't.
You're talking about the past administration or the present administration?
Last administration.
Okay.
And I'm seeing some in here, too, and I think it's the most we've ever had. I don't know if it was number 7 or 8, however amount it is.
Right.
I don't see no difference neither.
Do we have any FNM? Do we have any FNM women MPs right now?
No.
Not a one. Okay? They wasn't standing for women. They didn't make no impact, no difference, no improvement, no nothing. They said in here the same way. You know, they could stand. I feel like a person like Tada could make a good difference, and she could do some stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's how we need to pick person. Forget about party colors, man. I hope in this next election, people take their focus of party colors and vote for the individual. Follow the person's philosophy and see what they're all about. See what their passion is, what they're striving to. See exactly how, you know what I mean, how fearless they is. And once you know that person's character and you put them there, you know without a shadow of a doubt they can do some stuff. What do you say, Naughty?
I agree.
Yeah, they're going to do some stuff, man. So forget about this. Oh, she ain't no FNM. No, she isn't. She is a bohemian. She is somebody who wants to contribute to this nation building. And that's what you need. She has a passion for the
and
people.
And someone who's willing to roll up her sleeves and put it to work.
For
a lot
community.
Of people don't do after they get elected.
That's right. Some of these people ain't making no impact in the community. You understand? You mentioned the other persons a while ago. I'm not going to knock no one, like I say. But what work are they doing in the community? How are they helping? What contribution are they doing? As far as, you know, she want to make a difference, a commitment for transparency and leadership. You know, she want to make a difference in this country, and we need a person like her. So guess what, Tada? Call on me. I support you. I don't live in Elizabeth, but I support you and person that I know live there. I'm going to turn them on to you because I feel like this is your time in the next election. That's how I feel.
Bye. Thank you for your call, as always, man. Appreciate you. Good stuff. All right, that second caller, we couldn't wait. You could call back. I know some of you are getting impatient. Just you know, we'll get to you as fast as we can. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I'm Peggy Kennedy. How are you, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Peggy? What's happening?
I'm just calling in to be heard and congratulating Tadashi. You know that I support her. Also, to give you a correction, the new budget has increased the constituency allowance $150,000.
Oh, that's right, $150,000. That is right. I can't be correct. Thank you.
$50,000 extra for your constituency.
Okay, thanks.
This country needs fighters, female women fighters, and that is why I am so excited about your campaign, and that is why I am spreading the news about you, because we have women in Parliament and in the Senate that are just too silent when we have children and senior females being raped and abused in this country. And there's not an outcry from the halls of Parliament or the halls of the Senate by women. That's a big problem for me. And so I'm going to stand by you. I'm going to push you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to support you the best way I can, because women need to be represented. Yeah, we got makeup. We got weaves. We got eyelashes. But we also need to fight. So congratulations and do well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your call, man. Keep up your good videos there, Peggy. We see them every day in the chat groups, man. Good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. Hello?
Naughty, how you doing, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Graham?
You know, that's Tada, right?
Yep, that's Tania Bars, Tada.
I want to commend her for letting the nation know she's going to run independent. Because, you know, it is only the people that run independent that have the power to do something for you when they get in. Let me explain. The whole country was changed by two independent thinking men.
Mm.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
It was a tie. Pinland was tied with the UBP.
In 67.
Daddy. And two men. Now, let me tell you what happened to these two men. In my opinion, they could have negotiated a better deal if they thought like a boss. Let me explain. I would have called for Lyndon Oscar Pinland in the room, Naughty, and to Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have said to Lyndon Oscar Pinland in front of Sir Roland T. Simonet, I would have said, whichever one of you two want to make Brennan and folks, us two gentlemen, the leader and the deputy of your party, you got it. Now, let me tell you, I know the Bay Street fellas would have done that quick, fast, and in a blink, because it was alleged there was some blank check. So that would have been where two independent fellows would have become the leader and deputy. But instead, they changed the course of the nation, and the rest is history. But without those two independent men, independent in labor, which is not a party, without them, you might have still had the British. Think about that.
You're right. Think independence paved the way. Thanks for bringing it up, Graham.
Appreciate you, Graham.
But watch this. If the election is close and the yellow or red win by, I don't know, 2 or 3 seats, and you get 4 or 5 independent people in there, you know what those two people do?
They
control the balance of power.
Every single day. They don't even have to go to the House Assembly. They write on a napkin, six women's rights. And if you don't do it as the leader, say the yellow is the leading party, we will side tomorrow morning with the red, and they'll be the leader. And when you side with the red, I didn't say become red, you side with it.
Right.
And when you see tomorrow, you tell those people, hey, we want to fix all the potholes. oh, we're not going to do it. Now, wait a minute. We could go back to the yellow, and it would look like a tennis match up in there. But, you know, I'm thinking you've inspired me, and I'll wrap up with this. I'm thinking I should run in Montague Independent. What you think?
Again? Go do it.
No, listen, I got 11 votes last time. And these business people and Conky Joe them, they're going to look me in the face right now, Naughty, because the light bill killing their business. The gas price, $6, killing them.
Graham, you can get more votes this time, I guarantee you.
I guarantee you can get more.
But I think I'm ahead of my time there because I only went virtual. I didn't knock on doors, you know?
Yeah, well, you better carry him. Carry him.
Better get out there and canvas. Start canvassing now on your scooter.
But today, interested in what you think about me doing it.
I think you should go for it. I say, why not? If not you, then who? You can wait on somebody to come do it for you and then bring the same old BS that they have for the past two successive
I'm going to hang up now, but I can leave both of y'all with this and everybody listening. We've had 50 years of being treated like second-class citizens while foreigners got everything in our country. Whether they're the rich or the poor foreigners, right? And we didn't get one hospital. You know I hate you. Tada, run on this one, please. You want to eliminate the period tax. What do I mean by that? The feminine products, right, have a 10% tax on those. And only women use them. That is discrimination against women. You ever thought about that? You run on that alone.
Malin Seymour had a petition a few years ago that I supported saying exactly that. So,
wow.
Trust me, we got our list of our to-do list, our wish list, or our to-da list.
There you go.
So you tell them, you bring in solar. Solar could be free with the carbon credit. See, they thought I was joking.
Well, if you run it, you do that. You do that part.
That's your platform. Be safe, Graham.
We could do it for her, too. And Naughty, I think you should run on Paradise Island. What you think?
I think I should stay right here behind the microphone doing what I do best, mashing everybody up and giving people opportunities who need it.
You and Toby, I think you all should run for Paradise Island.
I'm quite good where I'm at, man. I'm quite good where I'm at. Anyway, I appreciate you having a couple other calls, man. Let's get to that.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too, brother. Be safe.
Bless up.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, all right. This is Kelly.
All right, Kelly. Turn your radio down for me a little bit, please. What's going on?
Sure. Right here. Am I on?
Yes.
Okay, this is Kelly. I want to say hello to Tada and just wanted to call in to personally say congratulations. And, of course, as a young woman in this country, we grow up in families where party politics is the thing. You're one color or the next. And from year to year, you've hardly seen young women get in the race and actually make a difference. And we know that Tenille is someone who does not shrink back, someone who fights for equality for everyone and who is genuine about protecting the most vulnerable and the young in society. I am so proud of you. You are big, strong, and excellent, Tenille. We know that, right?
Thank you so much, Kelly.
All right, later.
All right, thanks so much, man. And
all right.
You know the calls coming in today? You know you have your support. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon, Nadia. Good afternoon to Dal.
Good afternoon.
Well, I heard from you in a little while.
It's embarrassing.
I know that. I've been away for a couple of days, so that's why you hear from me.
All right, so what you got for me today?
Okay, I just want to congratulate Dal on, you know, fighting for women's rights and children's rights, most important of all. But I would like to mention one thing that is really, to me, is a tick, is that no one, and I hear no one mentioning about the legal age of consent for young women. Why in the world should a child of 14 years be able to consent to have sex? Why should a child of 16 years be able to consent? When you are 18 years old, you cannot even sign your consent form and you go to the hospital if you need surgery. You need your parent to sign that. You can't sign at 18. 21 years you have to be to do certain things in this country when you are legally an adult. So why should a child of 14 years that I hear no one mentioning it, be able to give consent to have sex? Come on now. How would people feel about their children 14 years old giving consent? At least the age should be 18. Oh, my God.
I agree with you there. 18 for sure. Because I got a 15-year-old right now, and he can't consent to do nothing.
No, he can't consent to anything.
And
they don't know anything.
Kid, but they still got a lot to grow on.
I tell them, you know what a good age to me was? 35. I think at 35, you're starting to get to know the world a little bit.
You're pushing it a little bit. You can't go all the way to 35. You're sticking to 18.
You're starting to know a little bit. But let me tell you, seriously, Tada, please, you all try. Fight for the legal age of consent to be extended.
All right, we got
stop
you, ma'am.
Letting these men around here raping up these little children and getting away with it and talking. And then the man who supposed to be in charge talking, but the girl, 14 years old, gave consent. I mean, he should be, you know, he should be punished for that himself for saying something like that. That's saying way in Monroe.
We got to get to some other calls, but I appreciate hearing from you, man. Always good stuff. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Ta-da. Boy, listen, CG, you know, I mean, 35, if I was going to live to be 160, maybe 35 I could start.
But,
you know, but listen, today I want to tell you how much I love you. I love you, and I hope those people appreciate what you coming with. Stay independent, and the more of independence we have, the more these guys are going to shake, and it's going to be upset. I started out saying I love you. I want to share something with you. Many, many years ago, Tada, before you were born, I used to do Morse code, and I used to send messages around the world with things like Tada, Tadit, Tada, Tadit. So I have one for you. Dit, dit is I. Dit, da, Tadit is L. Da, da, da is O. Dit, 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 da is E. And dit, dit, da is U. I love you, girl. Keep it up.
I love dit, dit, da also.
All right.
I like the do 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 the da da da. That's all I want to. You remember that one by the Police?
No, I'm only 43, Naughty.
I thought you could tell me not to sing, and I appreciate
you
that.
You could do that. Was singing? Yeah, that's okay.
That's my attempt. The Lord said, "Make a joyful noise." That's my joyful noise.
Comedy. Stick to that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I got one for you. A good show. We need serious change. The PLP and the FNM has abused this country and its people. For decades, they make rules for us, but no rules for them. If you were born in the 60s, you need to see change before you die. Wake up, Bahamians. We can change this country for the betterment of us all, and not just for the politicians, their family, and friends. This country is in a bad position. We have people who are blind to what is in plain sight. We are so divided. Why can't we examine our commonalities, delete the ones that separate us, be logical and use our common sense and come together for the common good of the country? Forget religion, forget FNM and PLP, forget being biased and do what is right for the country and the people and not the government. Text to us, thus we need more like-minded Bahamians. Naughty, I understand the constituency's money. They get to who holds on to the constituency money, Tada? Who holds on to constituency money?
When I ran in the 2017 election, I investigated Ryan Pinder's spending of his constituency allowance. He didn't use the full $100,000 at the time, which they had allocated, but I demanded that they give us a list of how they did use the funds. So apparently at that time, you would have a fund available. So now it would be the $150,000 in the Treasury or whatever, Ministry of Finance. You would have to go to them and requisition. You would have to say, okay, we're having an event. We need $5,000. Each time you have a need for the money, you submit it to them. I think that's a good system. I just hope it doesn't like hold up the process in terms of getting work done. But it definitely lends to accountability if they still do that to this day.
Naughty, we're always talking about parties having women in parliament. MPs are not appointed. They're elected. Women are the majority voters and don't support women.
So the new style is going to be that women independents who have interests related to the rights and protection of vulnerable citizens and all people by extension are now going to become hummingbirds, like I said before. They're going to fly, and the people will vote for the hummingbirds. And I will endorse people, get their background checks, get their resumes, get their reference letters before I endorse anybody else to run. So just vote for the hummingbirds.
Here's another one. I'm an older, light-hued woman. Go to die. We're all behind you.
Okay, Mangra. Thank you very much. Mother Mangra.
All right, there you go. Unfortunately, this is a two-party country. Unless the big two decides to give you a bligh, you're only taking votes away from one of the two. I mean, no disrespect, just looking at reality. Check the history.
That's the problem. We have a two-party what?
System.
No, the key word here is what?
Country?
No. Two what?
Two.
Party.
Party.
Party time is done.
Oh, you mean the party?
The party is over. It's time for us to do...
The party done.
Party done.
The party done?
You can vote for one, because the party done.
Yeah, I like that. You need to use that.
You know, I'm a jingle jangler, baby.
There you go, there you go. There you go, I like that one. But maybe that's... But if that incurs the change that we need, that we get a coalition or that we get an independent in the House, then why not take that opportunity?
Yeah.
Why not be the one to make change and make history? All right, I got a couple of questions here. Boy, this test has got a couple of questions for you. My God. All right. Great show as usual. Ask your guest how come she did not give them... Oh, yeah, okay. Great show. Ask your guest if she realizes it's an uphill battle to win the seat. It takes a lot of money to run a successful campaign, a whole lot. Do you have the financial backing to run this campaign starting so early?
Well, let me find my bank account information, and you can get your pens or your typing fingers ready, and you can make a direct deposit to my account.
There you go. A campaign donation. A non-refundable campaign donation.
We say thank you very much in advance. But seriously, get your pens and your typing fingers ready.
Naughty, to give it if to you. Whitney Bastian could win as an independent, it's possible. Small chance, but it's still a chance. Don't give up, Tada.
He had that money. Thank you.
Also, be careful. Politics is a blood sport. Parties play nasty and hit under the belt. That's why when you fight back, you chop them at the ankle. All people... Personal business comes out during that time. I don't discourage people, but Graham should not run. Well, why shouldn't Graham not run, Texter?
Just leave that one alone.
Ask your guest if elected, what would she do about crime and potholes?
Well, crimes are committed against children every single day. So those are the types of crimes that we're going to focus on. Potholes, I'm pretty sure we could figure out a fix for that without me having to say what it is right now. That should be an easy fix. But I have been a proponent of local government, which would address that issue of infrastructure and development in terms of the physical constituencies. So if we had, you know, a dedicated council with a mayor that would be dealing with those sorts of issues, it would make a lot more sense. So I would be a proponent of implementing local government for New Providence.
All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Real quick, what you got for today? Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
That's Naughty. I want to say again, I spoke to your guest prior to coming on the show, and I told her I'd be a strong advocate for the rights of children, those that the voice for the voiceless, those among us who cannot speak for themselves. When you one were to take in the convert just transpired over the last several weeks. In our country, try to figure out what it is that is going on. I mean, you have rape against in New Providence that's by 64%. I mean, this is just is mind boggling. 64%. Oh wow! And then among that, you have the children, 8, 9, and 11.
Yes.
Notwithstanding the elderly, the 280-year-old ladies who were. Oh, man, it's just the thought of what is going on in our society here, especially in New Providence, not which affects the wider Bahamas, because it's whatever is done, it goes under the name the Bahamas, not just New Providence. And so we have a serious situation, and one of those situations is if a parliamentarian has a job, his or her job is to go to Parliament and to read, revise, and make changes the laws to affect good governance.
Yes.
Unless we get politicians to understand what it is that they go into Parliament for and make them accountable in that regard, because there's no such thing as, oh, we don't know if we'll get... Listen, this matter of rape could be easily resolved, you know. You go to Parliament and you said rape of a child is 25 to life imprisonment.
Hey, talk about it, Roscoe.
Or any judge... Any other option?
Yes.
Okay? It's not optional. The law says 25 to life. And so that's the kind of thing that's... And I am quite sure Ms. Burns, she impressed me as one of those persons who will be a strong advocate for that. And that's what we're going to need. Because we got to make changes to legislation that makes sense. And that will give us a better country. You have one person have 20 and 30 rape offenses.
Yes.
It never happened.
Never.
If he was to serve one rape time, a minimum of 25 years. Literally, he may get the rape for two persons at the end of the day. May. And I say that without favor. And I am saying, I'm calling on the politician to act now in the best interest of this country, because we are not going to tolerate it. I can assure you, Ms. Brown, I can be a strong advocate for you, along these lines, because I have a passion for that.
Yes, sir.
I have a passion for what you're doing. Right? And I trust that you already say or explain your candidacy, and you have a right to run as an independent, because we need coalition. See, if you have a coalition government, it is always better. It costs the persons in authority to think different, because yeah. They don't have that latitude to just move at will.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in, my brother. Good stuff as always. We got to almost get to the break, but thanks for calling as always, man. Now, Tadah, there's something that I got to address.
Hold on. We said we'd give the bank account information. I'm ready now.
Okay, go ahead. Give out the bank account information.
All right.
If you're all serious about supporting Tadah, listen right now. You can make a contribution to the campaign, a non-refundable campaign, a donation to the following bank account.
Commonwealth Bank. The name of the account is Advocacy Advisors. ADVOCACY. Advisors. ADVISORS. The account number is 117, box dot, sorry, let me start over. 117.
With the adding game.
200-3572. I'm going to repeat it. The account number for Advocacy Advisors is 117-200-3572. Ready for the branch slash transit number? Here we go. 2-1-1-1-7, and it's a checking account. So what were you going to say?
I'm glad you got that information out. How can folks get in touch with you if they want to support you on the ground?
My Facebook page is Burrows for Elizabeth on Facebook. The actual URL link is...
You want to volunteer?
Facebook.com/IndependentElizabeth.
Now, one thing I do want to mention is I appreciate you being able to stand up. And I don't want to give the negativity too much of a highlight, you know what I mean? Because everybody's impressed by what you're doing and what you have in store and what your plans are and what your vision is. But I did like how you worked through those empty barrels making a lot of noise yesterday. And I thought it was very distasteful that when you try to make your announcement, folks show up with the ratty ratty booga booga ray ray. And I heard 50 million stories about why those groups were there. Obvious supporters of the current MP of Elizabeth. But my question is, as a sitting MP, what does the Minister of Transportation and Housing, what is her stance on bullying toward women and female candidates in the political process? You're entitled to your democratic right to exercise your right to declare your candidacy and to run. You're democratically allowed to do that, constitutionally and democratically allowed to do that. And what happened to the democratic process? Does the Minister of Transportation condone this type of bully boy tactics, this intimidation tactics toward women, this misogyny? Do you support that? That's what I want to know, because not a word has been spoken. And she should have instantly condemned them for their actions. But again, MPs control their workers. They control who's in their constituency. And obviously, in my opinion, it was a bad attempt at bullying. And you know I don't like bullying. I like to crack a bully right square between the eyes. So if they're going to bully you the next time, you got friends to show up with you. Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you need the support, and you should be allowed to do it democratically. And any other independent candidate should be allowed to do it without the infringement of the current administration's minions and trolls sullying the situation.
I think I'm going to have a few theme songs, because someone's already requested what's the theme song for my campaign. This is going to be the first one. This is the introductory one. It just came to me. Oh, they scared to die them coming, to die them coming. Oh, they scared the hummingbirds flying, the hummingbirds flying. Oh, oh, oh.
You tell me stick to jokes, so I ain't singing.
I wasn't asking you to back me up. I was just saying I finish.
Okay, well, I appreciate you. Now, you know you have a platform here. All right? So whatever you want to get back on between now and the day by the time they ring the bell.
Right.
You just call me and you hear and we talking it and we chopping it up and we getting your message out. I know you stand for a lot with the orange economy. We know what you stand for as far as with the youth of the country and in multiple levels. And you have our support, Dada. All right? You have my support. And
thank
I don't
you.
Appreciate people bullying you. I think it's disgraceful, the conduct of those members of that constituency. I think it's equally disgraceful, the MP for that constituency, Joe Biscobi Davis, had nothing to say on the situation. And that's a woman in politics. She said I had something to say against the bully boy intimidating tactics that they tried to put out there. Because it becomes off hypocritical now if you stand up and say, oh, well, I support a bill against violence against women. And that needed work, too. That was very disrespectful how that was handled, too. All those advocacy groups for 10 years working on it, and you used none of their material? None of their input?
No, they used some.
Not enough.
They should not have felt the need to go in and desecrate the document the way they did.
Exactly. So all I'm saying is it speaks volumes, though. And people are watching. People are listening. And the you know, there's an old saying in comedy, Miss Kobe Davis, laugh now, cry later. So at the end of the day, you and your minions have your laugh. But at the end of the day, when election day comes, John may be crying at the end of the day. Because obviously this administration is failing on multiple levels. But they're in such denial, they don't want to see any kind of positive change on the horizon. But guess what? We can change that. You got a platform. So, you know, a couple of them minions at the park, how many people heard them? 30? Tops? Come on, sis. You know, when Big Bro popped this mic, the whole nation listening. So you got a platform and you will be heard.
Thank you.
I ain't singing though.
Bless.
There you go. We'll see you next time on Talking Heads to Dog. Appreciate you. Love you.
Too.
Respect you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Let's get to the break. Flips out of the break. We'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. And we'll go from there.
Don't forget it.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Grab your camera, capture the spirit of the Bahamas, and win cash and prizes. Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 photography competition, being held under the theme One Nation, One Legacy, Our Future. With more than $8,000 in cash to be won, snap those photos and send them in by August 30th. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the Two Fly Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. Two people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidents.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andras, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the Two Fly Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or employees will love you. Or go on an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidents.com for more information. That's BahamasResidents.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Freeport News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Aquaculture Marine Resources, Monte Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, Scotiabank, and Tropical Gyros.
The Wednesday, August 23rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping into the 5 o'clock hour talking sports. Purdy is in the building, and like I did in the first hour, for those of you just joining me now in the second hour, and definitely kicking off the sports hour, got to say with a very heavy heart, happy birthday, Kobe.
Yeah, yeah. I saw 20 great players for 20 years in the league.
Man, listen.
Vanessa did a really nice tribute there.
Pearl, you know how I feel about Kobe. That's my favorite player ever. And for him to surpass Magic took a lot. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
And Lord knows, I ain't got my heart is heavy today, but I thank God for the time he let us have Kobe and all the memories Kobe gave us. Honestly.
Yep, some good stuff.
Real good stuff. And it lives on because if you go on Instagram, you go on TikTok, some of the most, I think the most popular motivational videos are Kobe's videos.
Probably so, yeah.
And I mean, as just grown adults, you could listen to it and be motivated, so, you know, let alone kids listening to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I said, Kobe, I think, is bigger in death than he was in life.
I don't think people realize just how big he was in life until he died.
Yeah.
You know, so people blowing him up, even everybody, you know, even down to Kiki Hernandez, the Dodgers utility player, who's born on August 24th, has chosen to carry the number 8 in honor of Kobe.
And if you notice, something that speaks volumes as well, a lot of people say, oh, Kobe used to imitate Jordan, he was a carbon copy.
Well, oh, no.
But no, hear me. Jordan had his thing with his shoe, but do you know who's had the most popular shoe for the last 7-8 years in the NBA?
Kobe, the Kobe shoe.
Even in that, he's mirrored Michael. I think he's come closest to mirroring Michael, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying he's not mirrored Michael. People are saying he's imitating. And I'm saying he was himself. He just wanted to be the best player ever.
Ever.
He knows that Michael was the best player, and he wanted to be as good or better than Michael Jordan, bottom line.
And, you know.
I bet he was or not. We can debate that every day.
We can debate that every day. But I'll tell you, I'll just leave it like this. Everybody's got their goat. Everybody's got their favorite. Everybody's got their guy. And even if you acquiesce to somebody else being the goat, you still got your guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when it comes to basketball, Kobe's my guy. That's my measuring stick.
Understood.
You know, and I don't think anybody had the heart, or for lack of a better word, wavers that Kobe Bryant had. The bravado this kid had.
I mean, he played with broken fingers. He tore up his knee, came and shot the free throw.
I just think from the time I saw him in McDonald's All-American, when he came out of Lower Merion High School, I was over at Atlantis. I was working Camp Paradise. We didn't have any kids show up that day. So I was like, okay, I can kill time. It's time to leave. Ain't got nothing to do. Turn on the TV, McDonald's All-Star Classic. Here's this kid, Kobe Bryant. That's Jelly Bean Bryant's kid who used to play for the Sixers. I looked at him and I said, boy, watch out, Harold Miner. That's Baby Jordan right there.
Yep.
I said,
yep.
This kid is nice.
Yep.
And then you could imagine my absolute ecstasy and being totally ecstatic when Jerry West pulled that trade on draft night.
Yeah, that was a great trade.
With the Charlotte Hornets. And
that was a great trade.
That was that, yeah. You know? It was perfect. You couldn't get no better than that from me. He's a Laker.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, what's happening, Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Baby, I'm hanging in. Hanging in here, buddy.
What you got for us today, Sparky?
I was watching some sports. I've been Budapest. That's where the world
correct.
Qualifying
is. Budapest.
Budapest. I was watching Gardner come around the 200 mark in the 400.
Correct.
And I think it looked like he pulled up or something.
He's got issues with his patella tendon and the ligament in the leg.
I know he had a problem with his Achilles tendon one time.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's the same injury.
This is a different injury. I think a lot of people didn't take into consideration how hot it was over there in Budapest. I've heard stories that they've had him in a warm-up room for an hour with no AC. So a lot of people are already, you know, getting dehydrated, getting drained. I just think it was a unlucky. He trains well, he eats well, he conditions well, he puts in what he needs to, he takes care of his body. And just very unfortunate situation. Yeah, you have some track and field athletes, and
looked
sometimes
like
the injury bug bites him.
He was
going to
lead that race, too.
He was leading. He was about ready to
race
big
old in there.
The good thing is, it's not the Olympics. They expect him to recover fully. He won't have to have surgery. So we go from there.
Yeah, because I even saw the incident during one of the long distance races where a guy must be was hailed as his coach, and somebody came onto the track and gave one of the long distance runner a bottle of water to drink in a long distance race. And you don't normally see people come on the track to give water to runners, not inside stadiums.
Yeah, I've seen it in the marathon.
You usually see that on the marathon and stuff out on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm sorry that happened to him. I heard Tadal, what the lady is, was you on the show?
Tadal.
Yeah. I haven't heard from her for a while. I'm glad she sleeps again. I wish her luck. But you know, the truth be told, we always hear people saying things going into that place down Bay Street, and sooner that place must be haunted. So as you get in there, you change for some reason. I don't know why, but on another note, before I go, I know I want to talk to you about it. You remember how all of those months of screaming and kicking and fighting and begging and everything with the property down there with the farm?
Uh-huh.
You heard what happened after I talked with Purdy yesterday.
No, what happened when you talked with Purdy yesterday?
Mr. Gert Knowles from those heavy equipment called me yesterday. He says, Sparky, coming to pick you up 10 o'clock, 10:30. Let's go around there, see if they're working. So I say, okay, man, about 10 o'clock, he was out there. Tell me he's out there. He was picking some pears off a tree. He said, let's go. I said, all right. Gone on there, took the ride. Went down to the back road. When we turned to there, man, all kind of white trucks and things. The people from agriculture down there. The people from ministry works down there. Tractor down there. Ripping the roads, going down.
So you mean to tell me Pearly crossed that? Pearly got all kind of
Pearly,
like
Pearly
that?
Pearly need the 2 o'clock show. Pearly show yesterday was the hottest 2 o'clock show I ever seen. I mean, I must say this. That other talk 2 o'clock show is be a bunch of rowing and calling people stupid and ignorant and everything. Pearly had that jumping yesterday. Mr. Dwight needed to give that show to Pearly.
All right.
Pearly had 2 o'clock swinging.
Yeah,
the whole week Pearly had that swinging.
Don't come looking for no 4 o'clock now, but I'm
no,
on that.
Pearly can come on the sports at 4 o'clock.
Come on.
We need you and him on the sports.
Pearly's a 5 o'clocker. He's a 5 o'clock guy.
Pearly need the 2 o'clock show, man. We don't... If Pearly got that bouncing, boy, they don't need to bring that boy back. Sorry to say that, you know.
Listen,
I mean, I'm tired of people calling people stupid, hanging up, and can't take the chase.
I believe the regular host done right you a couple of times, man. That's what.
Man, that boy arrogant. I must say that. He arrogant. He even say himself he's come on arrogant.
If you don't know the answer to the question, man, Sparky, you ain't got to get so upset. Anyway, be safe. You got some other calls, Sparky. I appreciate you, man. Take care.
You remember me from politics? All right.
I go on. Jesus. Let's go to the next phone call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty Jeff here. What's
hey, what's going on, Big Jeff?
Right here. And listen, I only need two minutes of your show.
All right.
I'm not talking sports.
All right, go ahead.
Just want to congratulate Pearly. The show was really hot yesterday. A lot of people on the tree was talking about that.
His head expanded in the studio right now like you are. Expanding.
You got to give the credit where credit is due. And he, I mean, for first time, as he normally say, for a novice, he really did very
stop.
Well.
He no novice.
Well, from
I endorse him, he was semi-broke. Okay, so from I tell everybody, he's the moral of the migration. People know what time it is. It's a man no trouble level.
Well, at least now.
He come from the best. We produce minutes across the board. Be good like that, you know.
Well, now that he's proven that he's worth his salt. Okay, so I'm going to leave it at that. But let me just close on this one note. On the first hour, after that, if you're listening to the show, let me say this to you, my dear. You continue on with your work. Don't mind those naysayers, because we all know what the game plan is. When you've been following politics for a while, you understand what the game is all about. I'm going to call it a game. Right now, Naughty, I so hot with what's going on in this country and these so-called leaders that we have. I'm now even contemplating entering my name into running for office. Because I believe the time has come when these persons who have great plans for this country, and, you know, if the measure is, well, you got to have $1 million or half a million dollars or even $250,000 to enter politics, that should not be no measure for anyone entering to run for office. Because you have a lot of intelligent people out here. If you listen to these programs long enough, you can hear the Bahamian people fingers on the pulse of things happening in this country. They may not have the money, but I can tell you, not everybody that goes into office goes into do corrupt practices. Yes, the system has to be adjusted, but you have some people who are really genuinely interested in turning this country around. This country is not working for the average Bahamian, hard-working, tax-paying Bahamian who's out here working. This Bahamas is not for us. And I can tell you, I don't care if it takes 5 new political party or groupings or whatever to come and offer themselves to run for office, we got to remove or attempt to remove these two major political parties who have run this country for the past 50 years, and yet the Bahamian people in this country are suffering because we're watching the outsiders come in here, benefiting significantly, and they're here picking peas out of the crap, and they don't give a hell about how we feel about things. We have to fix this problem, and the talking must stop. So I encourage every Bahamian out there who cares about this country, yet you don't have to form a group. Go and learn the Constitution and Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and I believe that the time is right for every Bahamian to at least take the initiative to go and learn what the Constitution is, because that is the current system that we have to work with in this country. Go and learn the Constitution, put your name up for election, and let's try to remove some of these old people. When I say old people, these old giants in here who have already benefited from the systems from time immemorial, let's get them out of the way and let's create a new Bahamas for our children, so when it's their time to get our age, they will still have a country to call their own. I'm going to close on that, Naughty. Thanks for the 2 minutes, and God bless you.
All right, that was 2.5, but you are right with me, Greg Jeffrey.
What's going on today in sports history?
Yeah, but we can get the sports history. Oh, look at this text. Naughty, Pearly is fabulous, neutral and not emotive, and forthright. Good. That's why it's a total opposite of me, because I'm fabulous. Don't ever describe me as fabulous. And I'm quite objective, but I call BS when I see it. And who don't like it? I don't care. And I'm very emotional. I'm fired up. He's laid back. That's how it works. That's why it's a great combination. No, I'm not fabulous. Don't you dare call me fabulous. Call me supercalifragilistic expialidocious, but don't call me fabulous. When I hear the word fabulous, I think about feng shuiing and decorating and drapes and blinds and recipes and stop.
Naughty, take the next call, please.
If we talk, Mr. Producer, this caller want to talk sports or they want to talk politics? Because we, politics from 4 to 5, we talking sports now. Today in sports history, though, Happy Hour at Naughty Johnny's is brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. Happy Hour at Naughty Johnny's right now, 5 to 7. Be sure to check them out. Great highball specials, great food specials. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got going on for you. And on this day in sports history, August 23rd, 1970, U.S. swimmer Gary Hall broke 3 world records in the AAU Amateur Athletic Union Outdoor Swim Meet held in Los Angeles. 1982, Gaylord Perry of the Mariners was tossed out of a game for throwing an illegal spitball. You remember that game?
Yep.
But he used to have, illegal stuff everywhere. Sandpaper, Vaseline, packs, everything. 1989, Pete Rose, the manager of the Cincinnati Reds, agreed to a lifetime ban from baseball after being accused of gambling on baseball.
Time to lift that, man.
Yeah, man, lift that for real.
Put the man in the Hall of Fame where he belongs.
Here's a great quote for sports, a sports quote of the day. I was such a dangerous hitter, I even got intentional walks in batting practice. Casey Stengel, New York Yankees.
I figured I would.
What a great quote.
Oh, God.
What a great quote.
Take the caller. Take the caller.
That's
please.
Casey Stengel, who was Yankees, used to beat up on your Dodgers in Brooklyn, run them to L.A.
Yeah, but being in last place today, though. What have
that's
you done?
Okay.
What have you done for me lately?
Nothing.
You know, the last time the Yankees was in last place, only two players still in the major leagues today. Only two players was born.
I don't care.
Rich Hill and Adam Wainwright.
The more important thing is,
no player then it was in the Major League Baseball. The only man in the last place is 1982.
The most important thing is right now, the last time he was in last place, what we did in the offseason, broke out the checkbook and started paying for it.
Well, maybe so, but even the Mets in last place too.
The New York,
New York
sucks. The apple is rotten.
Ah.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello, Naughty. It's the top of the day. This is the one and only Leo B, brother.
Hey, what's going on, Leo B? Mr. Steeler Nation in the building. What's going on?
I was waiting on this.
Who's that with you in the studio, Naughty?
Mr. Dolphin.
Earl the Pearl, Mr. Dolphin.
Dolphin.
Earl the Pearl, Earl the Pearl. Earl the Pearl, good afternoon, brother. It's been a long time, man.
It has been, brother. What you saying?
I'm good. So, Naughty, I was doing some work, man. I know you sent a text in our group. You said that you had on... Mr. Neil Burrs.
Tania Burrs, yeah, she was on earlier.
Yeah. So I just wanted to touch on that. You know, I what I had to say in the group yesterday, and I said that, just briefly touch on a little bit of politics. I said I was so appalled, you know, that my spirit is really grieved based on, you know, this young lady is trying to, you know, run independently and really try to clean up the Bahamas now from a vantage point, you know what I mean? Like, she really trying to make a difference. She spoke on, which I'm sure she spoke in line on your show, about her personal issue as a youngster being abused. And so we know what's going on in our country right now, whereas for whatever reason now is open season on children being abused. We know the high profile with the 11-year-old girl and what happened with that. And I was just appalled that, you know, you have some political operatives, PLP operatives, that just came in and just tried to just pollute the atmosphere and just bring that toxic stuff into something that's just so pure, because to be honest, Naughty, and where does the PLP or the FNM? You know, we don't know half these guys. We just, you know, we wake up in the morning, let's say it's election time, and we see the posters, we see the faces and names, but we don't know who these gentlemen and women are or what their purpose or their goals are, why they run. But we see them. And here it is now, this young lady is stating her purpose of why she wants to do what she wants to do. And we want to castigate her.
See, Leo.
So I got a problem with that, bro.
Unfortunately, you are correlating and you are repeating and echoing a lot of what the sentiments with a lot of the callers in the 4 o'clock hour had to say. They feel the same way. And they feel that it's a democratic process and you're entitled to your democratic right and your constitutional right to announce yourself. The trollery and the thuggery and the bully boy tactics, not necessary. We need to change a lot about our political process and our political culture moving forward.
We need to mature. You know, it's just egregious because it's 2023, man. You know,
correct.
You stay in the 70s and 80s no more, where, like you say, you know,
that stuff is played out.
Trying to bully people in submission to say, hey, you know, this is our time, you sit small and all that. No, you know, we all are part of... You know, this.
Now, Leo, you said something real key there. You said this ain't the 70s or 80s. You don't bully people no more. Well, this ain't the 70s and 80s no more. This 2023. Yes, Pittsburgh Steelers don't bully people no more like in the 70s and 80s.
Let me,
that was good stuff, but I got to ask you, man, what's going on with Pickett? Is Pickett going to be the answer? I've dubbed him as
not
the next
year.
Terry Bradshaw.
Not this year.
Listen, what
Earl said not this year.
This year.
Pearl.
Sir.
I don't know if you're in our group, right? But Naughty knows ad nauseum. Now, we say preseason doesn't count, right?
No.
And in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't. But yes, it does. And I spoke in late with Naughty San Sandra, and I told him, you know, because he's a Baltimore Raven fan. I said, look at that game week two with the Ravens and the Redskins. Now, us fans, we say, oh, preseason don't count, whatever, right? But when you watch these guys play, if you watch that game, right, you can't tell these players that, oh, preseason don't count, or it's meaningless, because those guys play for something, as you well know.
Understood.
The Ravens had a 24 preseason match streak on the line.
And it was broken. You know, I actually watched the whole game.
Washington showcasing the new quarterback, QB Howe.
He
looks very good and very poised. And you see how he came back and he won the game. But I'm just saying, like, that felt like a regular season game to me. That didn't feel like that meaningless. And I'm saying to you, like, while I'm not looking at the results, I don't care about the results, I don't care about the score. What I'm looking at for my quarterback is poise in the pocket. I'm looking at it in terms of second year now, how he's taking command of the offense with all that verbiage, because now the dude has a full off-season, OTAs, training camp, you know, and then, you know, these different training practices with different teams and whatnot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the dude is polished enough. But I see with Kenny Pickett, I see confidence. You see those two players, you know, we had the run block, that's the first score, and then it's past the fry boot for him to be able to look off the defense. I mean, to be able to say, okay, well, all right, I lean into the right, but I really threw on this ball to the left, and Freiermuth was able to make that cut, get that ball, and let's get off the field. That's what I'm looking for, early Pearl.
No, he looks good. No, I'm not. I think Pittsburgh is going to be a very competitive team. I just think there's too much in that division this year.
No balls about it. I ain't even trying to sugarcoat. The AFC North is what the NFC East was last year. I mean, from top to bottom, we are loaded, and it starts again with the O line and the trenches.
Yep.
It starts with a very strong D line, pretty much from 1 to 4. Everyone has a strong front seven. All right, we could discuss with secondaries and whatnot, but that front seven and a run game, especially from the Browns, especially us, we got a triple headed monster now, because not only are we showcasing Najee Harris, we now got another backup now, who running things as his number two.
Now let me ask you a question. You're showcasing Najee Harris?
You mean Najee right now is not showcased. I don't know.
Because I got him in the keeper league, and I'm wondering if I should keep him or if I should throw him back in the draft, because I saw Warren touch it one time and take it 68 yards to the house the other night.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Naughty. And the thing is, it's not just, you see have his breakaway speed, right? But that wouldn't be possible without a revamped O-line. That's what I'm telling you. This ain't no dream. This is reality. We got Pickens right now. We got Freiermuth. Okay, this is the second coming of the Killer Bees. Hopefully,
listen,
Pickens does not develop the AB attitude. He maintains the AB talent and production without the diviness. Right?
Yeah.
And you see that speed receiver, he had a Naughty, I can't remember his name, but it's number 19. This boy is a beast. And it's like, all three phases right now, it's just, I just want the season start right now today, because now it's like, in terms of special teams and punt and kick returns, I'm like, man, we ain't had a guy for years. I mean, AB used to have shared duties, but I'm like, we need a specialist. And if we could move number 19 doesn't work as a receiver, we could use his speed. This dude, he ain't Devin Hester, but my God, I mean, in terms of his speed and getting us a great field advantage, I'm just through the roof.
You know, we got
in the backfield, linking up with Fitzpatrick, that veteran, teaching that linebacker core, Joey Porter Jr. Is he not even breathed yet?
You know what I like about August? People like you, Naughty. My brother who love Kansas City and others. Y'all is making it sound so convincing.
Don't forget Obi Robinson.
Obi right there laying in the cut too.
Y'all is making it sound so good. If I right now, I believe Dallas and Pittsburgh may go to the Super Bowl.
But let me ask you, why do you have you early put, right? Let me hear, because, you know, Naughty stay talking about the Cowboys. There's credit in the group. Every week he has something to say. He's reporting. And that's why I asked him the other day for the update in terms of how the Cowboys looking at preseason and all that. So he straightened me out. I want to ask you, is no one really in my group But no one in the group and the Dolphins want to step up to play. I'm like, after two preseason games.
Why you can speak to them bad? That's why. He's coming talking fool.
Like, Tua just played in week two. I don't know if he played in week one.
No, he didn't play in week one.
How, Tua played week two. A couple of good players. And the next thing I hear in the group, Miami in the Super Bowl.
But then, you know, we're not even, you know, that ain't going to happen, right? But I'm saying the AFC East is very interesting this year because, as early people will know, we have now one Mr. Aaron Rodgers in the AFC East neighborhood. I don't know if he's going to win. And I think we had I posed a question in the group today, Naughty, asking who has the more explosive offense? Is it the Dolphins or is it the Jets? What do you think?
By far the
Miami Dolphins, bro. What are you talking about?
By far the Dolphins. We got the fastest.
Dear Jesus, did I just support the Miami Dolphins?
We got the fastest runner. We got we got a 4x1 team. If Tua stays healthy,
wow,
the Dolphins will win the AFC East.
I just threw up in my mouth supporting the Dolphins. My
boy,
God.
Hey, early you were confident the same way that I'm confident that the Steelers is going to win the AFC North, and I want people to keep sleeping on us. I don't want I every time I hear it turn on the talk shows with first taken. And get up and you know, and steal his name and these people's mouth and think, I don't want to hear these.
They need ratings and all that stuff so they can talk stuff to ride people.
I want to stay with Dallas. I want to stay with Doc. I want them to stay.
Yeah, they
want to stay with the 49ers.
Wait, no, stop. No, you're just like getting us pick on Dallas every day.
Aaron Rodgers.
You want ratings on your show?
Right now. The Jets and Aaron Rodgers are dominating sports talk all
That's
over.
That's what I'm saying.
But I like that, you know, because he hurt their feelings, yeah? I really believe that he's overrated right now. I don't think that's the same Aaron Rodgers of a couple of years ago. And I think that offensive line, that the lousy offensive line the Jets got, to hurt
them. Listen, I can be honest with you.
That got hurt them.
I can be honest with you, Leo. Dolphins,
at least five games.
The Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bills fans are making all this noise about the division. They sleeping on the Patriots.
They're not nothing for the Patriots.
I ain't got nothing against Mark.
I hear Belichick got new cheat codes. I hear he got new cheat codes. He going back to cheating again. That's what I hear.
When they had the chance to pull the trigger to get, because you see, for example, what's your boy name? Who's forming with the Cardinals? You all know the wide receiver, right? You had him on the market. You had Dalvin Cook. You had all these great playmakers. I told him, like, game breakers, right? And you mean to tell me you wouldn't get not one of these guys as a weapon? You know what I mean?
He wouldn't get them. He couldn't get them. He could not get them. They were not interested. Anybody won't play for him no more? It ain't like it used to? You never saw us.
It ain't Tom Brady, right?
Take Brady.
Mark is a serviceable QB. They still have a...
Serviceable as a second-tier, third-tier quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, that's true, but bro, they still got a serviceable top 10 defense. They still have a...
Top 10 in which life? Top 10 in the AFC East.
Oh. No, but listen, Leo B, I think Pittsburgh, I think they're going to go through some growing pains this year. I think next year and beyond is when you guys really take a real leap forward, kick through the door with these draft picks you got last year and this year, getting a little bit of maturity under their belt. And knowing how to play in Tomlin's system, I think that's when they kick in the door next year.
In terms of really breaking through, but let me put it this: I don't predict the Super Bowl this year, so I wouldn't even talk no foolishness, right?
Wild card.
But I say that I think that we have a shot to win the AFC North, and for me to have a successful season, if we could win the division, and if we could just win with one playoff game, I think we could win one playoff game.
You're in the same division as Cincinnati, right?
Cincinnati and Baltimore.
So, guess what? Hey, Joe Burrow is going to miss. You know why I speak it really confidently too? Joe Burrow is going to miss some time, okay? Because with Joe Burrow, and we see last year when Joe Burrow came off that surgery, right? We punched him in the mouth the first game, but that wasn't Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is still rehabbing, and he's still getting the sea legs, but we saw when he hit his season stride, this dude tore us apart. Okay.
All right, well, Leo, we got to get to the break.
Huh?
My producer giving us a sign. We got to get to the break, but I appreciate you chiming back in. You know you got your spot right here. Chime in whenever, and you know, bring that Steeler news. We look forward to it, man.
This football season is right around the corner.
Yeah, respect, fellas.
All right,
be safe.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen taking us home. Probably the top five landing spots for Jonathan Taylor. They say it's going down by the end of this weekend. The front runner is supposedly the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
But I hear some other teams throwing their name in the ring right now.
See, we're not desperate. We don't have to have him.
Including the Cowboys. So we'll see.
Oh, y'all get ready to pull it.
Now, listen, it makes sense. If we don't re-sign Pollard long-term, we get him. Where the rookie deal ended up, we get, you know, we go through the same process again. I don't know. But in any case, I appreciate you, man. And job well done, holding it down for Lang. You're doing a great job at that, obviously.
Thank you.
You know the listeners in the Texas appreciate you. I appreciate you. And we'll take this break. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen will take us home. The top five landing spots for Jonathan Taylor. Whoever gets him is going to get a stud and is going to be right in playoff contention. Remember, you heard it first right here on Talking Heads. We'll see you tomorrow.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
What would you do with extra cash? Plan a trip.
Overhaul my wardrobe.
With CIBC First Caribbean, you can get comfy with savings on your mortgage costs. Buy or build your home or switch your mortgage to us and get up to US $1,000 off the loan application fee. Up to US $2,000 off home insurance. With up to US $10,000 towards switching costs, your pockets will be comfy too. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/get comfy for more information. Conditions apply.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Island Game, keep you with it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Dream big, we will help you live it.
Percy's Pension Plan.
Island Game, we got you.
Percy's Pension Plan.
From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Okay, school bag. Books, pencils, uniform, oh Lord, and I gotta buy snacks too?
Just lay it on the line.
The Guardian Media Group and AML Foods want to help families in need with our first ever Back to School Snackathon.
What's a snackathon?
Well, we want to help by assisting in donating school snacks to children that may need them as they head back to school this year. To be a part of our snackathon, all you have to do is shop at your favorite Salomon Superstore or Fresh Market. At the store, you can donate your pre-existing loyalty points, or you can donate cash directly at the register. Every single penny will go towards purchasing snacks that will be donated for distribution by the Bahamas Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger. Together, we can ensure that every child that opens their backpack this year will have a snack and a smile.
Get involved, get involved.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Shavara Roka Enius, Chick Cherney Farms. I don't think I chose farming. I think farming chose me. Winning this award will definitely give us the funding that we need to start our farming season. Most persons who are in the agriculture field realize that at the start of the season, which is in the next couple of weeks, you do always need a bulk of cash. I think we have a great track record for the work that we've been doing in agriculture over the last 10 years. And so when I saw the opportunity for an award like this, I figured, you know what, I should just go ahead and enter.
The Agrarian Awards, September 16th.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. for every care in the world. Learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Ready for something very delicious this summer? Introducing the new Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte. Enjoy the bold flavors of Dunkin' Espresso and sweet, luscious strawberry, all topped with velvety whipped cream and irresistible cookie crumbles for a match made in latte heaven. Make Dunkin' Strawberry Cheesecake Iced Latte your go-to beverage this summer. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Put your best foot forward this school year by shopping at John's for your back-to-school foot care needs. From toddlers to college students, have your child looking smart in a pair of Hush Puppies, Sperry, Easy Strider brand styles, and many more. Durable and sharp, the kids will step with confidence all year. Need socks and a belt? We've got you covered. And don't forget a new backpack and lunch containers. You can find all this and more at the best prices and customer service in town at John's on Rosetta Street and Carmichael Road. Johns, we put fashion at your feet.
Tired of paying too many bills and loan payments each month?
Shrink your monthly debt payments down to one easy payment with our debt consolidation loan.
It also has a built-in savings that pays you 5% interest.
Inquire about our debt consolidation loans today.
Call 356-7764.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is quite a scenario, and what you kind of need to find is either a team that's needing that major last boost to go for it, or is in need of having somebody because they're hurt, they're banged up in that room, or just to give a breath of fresh air to that room right into a playing season to let everyone know, go get them. Again, that's an expensive go get them in terms of draft capital and in terms of money. And so I haven't sat here and looked at everybody's draft capital for 2024, nor have I gone through the capology of it, but I've identified these five teams. Okay. One of them is Miami, okay, because they didn't get Dalvin Cook and they didn't get Zeke. I don't think they were on the Zeke trail. They might have been, but they were definitely on the Dalvin trail, or at least Dalvin was on their trail. And you look at their room and they got two guys on their depth chart with the dreaded red letter Q next to them. Miami is opening the season right here in Los Angeles, just down the 105 speed freeway from this studio at SoFi Stadium. Miami's opening up at the Chargers. Jeff Wilson Jr. and Devin Achain are questionable as of right now. Again, 2 weeks, but Achain is week to week with a shoulder injury. Yikes. Raheem Mostert is there. Salvon Ahmed is there as well. Ahmed, we've seen him run. We've seen him play. You want to get Jonathan Taylor? You see what's going on with the Jets? You see what the Bills have done and are doing? Do you want to get him? That sure seems to me would be a major move by the Dolphins right at the outset of the season to say, we are going to win this division. We just need to keep the point total where it is. And if you are going to try and stop the track meet at wide receiver, here comes Jonathan Taylor at you. And then Vic Fangio, our new defensive coordinator, is going to slice a touchdown per game off of our points given up total.
And if you're Jonathan Taylor, you look at Mike McDaniel and the Kyle Shanahan and the whole Shanahan zone run scheme, that's a place you should want to go.
Man, no state taxes.
That's a 2,000-yard season incoming.
Another one is Denver. Would Denver do this when you're in this division? And we know the defending Super Bowl champs are in this division. We know you need to control a game in this division to keep number 15 on the sideline getting antsy. Then you need to make sure that the Chargers don't go on some sort of track meet with you. And you want to balance things for Russ. What did Russ have in Seattle? A running game that I think led to the whole let Russ cook situation. Now they have Javonte Williams back coming off of a knee injury. And the Jets decided to say, hey, we'll get Dalvin Cook to make sure Breece Hall doesn't have the whole load on him. Samaje Perine there is there though. And you know, Bengals fans will let you know. Last couple of years, he had some nice runs and nice run when Mixon wasn't in. Tyler Batty and Tony Jones Jr. is there as well. Chicago. Do the Bears go for it? Did they go for it? They sure have the draft capital. We know that. And it would be ironic, again, that the Bears take the draft capital that they got from Carolina, and Carolina had a lot of that draft capital because San Francisco gave it to them for McCaffrey. And so eventually the second generation of these picks from McCaffrey winds up bringing Jonathan Taylor to Chicago and a contract to Jonathan Taylor that he wants. Bears fans would adore him. He would be the toast of that town. And however, they've got Khalil Herbert, who we saw go on a nice run after catch. He's pretty darn good. How about Dante Foreman?
He was nice at the end of last year.
He was. Rashawn Johnson, Travis Homer as well. Do they just want to go with that? And keep building. Don't make some bold, big move right now on the outset of the season. I've got one for you. I don't think they have the picks or the desire to do this. But what about the Los Angeles Rams saying, let's bring Jonathan Taylor here? Just when you think we have run out of picks and we don't want to make this move money-wise, and I don't know if they have the desire for it. Again, I'm just saying Cam Akers, Kyron Williams, Zach Evans, Ronnie Rivers. How about let's go Jonathan Taylor for Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson. Let's see what's going on there. Again, I don't know if they're going to do it. But this wouldn't be a bad spot for Jonathan Taylor to come and say, okay, everybody thinks it's a Seattle-San Francisco division. Sean McVay, you want to dial up plays for Jonathan Taylor? You want to give him 20, 25 carries? Remember what it looked like with Gurley?
Looked real good.
Yeah.
Remember what it looked?
it was on a Hall of Fame trajectory for a minute.
Well,
won me a fantasy title.
You know, they had a couple of running backs in their Super Bowl run, right? As well.
Malcolm Brown was in there.
Well, they had Sony Michel making some runs as well. What about Dallas?
I was waiting for this one.
No brainer.
I don't know. Because I'm sure Jerry's looking at that cap and going, we got Zeke's contract. Adios. We're finally through that, and everyone points to the Zeke contract as the contract.
Don't forget it.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.